Thanks, Brad. Good morning. National Weather Service has a high wind warning for Humboldt, Del Norte counties with 30 to 40 mile an hour southeast gusts that go up to 50 miles per hour. Coastal Del Norte and coastal Humboldt County will be the hardest hit. Highways 101 and 299 are set to be impacted with high winds as well. Harsh winds can mean possible power outages. Winds are thought to continue until 10 p.m. this evening. In a press release received over the weekend, Eureka Police report responding to a burglar alarm Friday night at the 3400 block of O Street. When first officer arrived, he noticed that the door had been forced open. Two people were walking away from the house. They took off at a run and managed to get to Sequoia Park. That's when EPD set up a perimeter and K-9 VEX was sent in. After a long search, police found a 16-year-old suspect who was taken into custody. The other juvenile was not found. 16-year-old faces charges of burglary, resisting arrest, and concentrated cannabis. Video surveillance showed the two suspects were checking car door handles before they broke into the home. With the news that the California Highway Patrol will accept applications for the first time in 3 years, public information and lead recruiter at the Humboldt area office, Chase Adams, spoke about some of the differences between a municipal police department and the CHP.
That we are primarily the traffic cops, state traffic cops, state traffic officers. We enforce the vehicle code as our main focus, so to speak. We're big on speeding, traffic collisions, any kind of distracted driving, texting, cell phone, that thing, things that basically lead to traffic collisions.
Adams pointed out that the road to becoming a CHP officer is a long and tough one, with training over the course of months to graduate the academy.
Again, speaking from experience, more specifically a CHP officer, would be the orientation towards, you know, setting goals and accomplishing them to start, because it is a fairly lengthy, fairly arduous process to actually get the badge, you know, to get to be a state trooper, in this case highway patrolman. And aside from that, there are some definite character traits that I think some of our panel questions, as you are a prospective cadet, and some of the psychological tests that they subject you to.
CHP will accept applications online from January 3rd through the 5th, and for more information, check the website chpcareers.com. The College of the Redwoods has announced that the next Police Academy class will begin on February 4th. Applicants must take a 3-hour pre-entry reading and writing skills test before being considered as a candidate. The test is scheduled for December 1st. Redwoods will also offer a public safety dispatcher class beginning January 15th at the main campus. Class will be held on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 until 9:30. And for more information about either the academy or the dispatcher class, please contact the school's Emergency Response Training Center. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For today's Our Community segment, we've been discussing homelessness in the region. We'll look at the private and religious charity programs that work hard for the homeless. Chuck Fernandez of Catholic Charities identified three specific services that make the homeless one of their largest clients: resources for seniors, assistance for immigrants, and challenging poverty. Some of the most vulnerable homeless are the seniors. Fernandez explains the role charity takes.
Alzheimer's Respite Program, it's a day center for adults with Alzheimer's. We have a program called I'm Home Alone that we call homebound vulnerable seniors to check in, see if they're okay.
Helping immigrants who are homeless.
So we provide immigration services, whether it's citizenship, refugee resettlement, or basic counseling services.
It's important to note that religious goodwill groups, such as Catholic Charities, do not discriminate who they help based on that person's religious persuasion.
It doesn't matter. If there's a need, we will help you fill that.
Stay tuned next Monday as we continue addressing homelessness in our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.